if we are going to make any difference at all in terms of reach out, in terms of reproductive health services, that's where we need to target. So ensure that there's equitable service and people are able to reach services and make decisions about their lives.
Why is the population of LDC countries growing so rapidly?
Because obviously population growth always almost mirrors poverty, in a sense. And what you find is that in many countries in the world, because there is a lack of information, because there is a lack of access to health services, because there is a lack of access to commodities, the empowerment of women in those kinds of circumstances is not high. So you find that choices are fairly limited. And that's why you get population growth in the way that it happens. Moving forward, what we at UNFPA advocate with governments is that they should empower women, ensure that girls get good education, they're enlightened, they can make the choices about their lives, they can also ensure that they have the number of children they can look after, and they can space them in the best possible manner.
To what extent is population expansion actually an opportunity?
I actually look at the issue of population in these kinds of situations as an opportunity for growth in those countries, if in fact governments take advantage of them. Because you have a youthful population, a population that you can put to work, a population that you can provide opportunities for investment, and they will go out and do through microcredit, through agriculture, through all sorts of things. And I think that going forward, this would be my advice and advocacy to governments in these kinds of situations. Because when you look at what happened in Southeast Asia, that's what happened. They used their population, young people, to drive their economy. But beyond that, we have to ensure that we'll engage with those young people to make the right choices about when to marry, who to marry, how many children they're going to have, in what interval they will have, so that we don't actually keep compounding the problems beyond that.
The problem is, though, most countries in sub-Saharan Africa can't feed the populations that they have at the moment.
I think it depends on the way this is managed. I want to believe that if you look at the way that the economy of sub-Saharan Africa has grown, it has actually grown in the last 10 years. But for the unfortunate event around the collapse of the world economy, it was actually coming out of those issues.